join my banquet table for a spell? If you will entertain me a moment, I may entertain you as well. Last time on Fruits Basket.
As a favor to the senior girls, Yuki is cross-dressing today. They bought a big pink and white dress covered with bows and lace just for the occasion.
Guten Tag, everyone. Why do you look like a Meijin, Yuki?
Momiji, what are you doing here?
You're looking well, Yuki. Kyo.
What are you doing here?
This festival is wunderbar!
Lord Akito wanted me to get a picture of you two while I was here.
You're very cute.
Yuki thinks I'm cute?
Only one of us is able to erase memories. That person is Hattori. Be careful if you ever see him again. Make sure you're not alone.
I apologize for having to page you like that.
What do? I'm alone with him.
Come visit me on your next day off. I have something of great importance to discuss with you. You are not allowed to speak of this to Yuki or Kyo, and you are not permitted to decline.
Something of great importance? Did I do something wrong?
Like friends of his parents, a bunch of doctors that come over. If some minister or something comes over once in a while,
hey! Guys, she's gone! I can't find her anywhere!
Huh? Oh, you mean Toru? She went to a friend's house today. Don't you remember?
No! She said that?
She told everyone at dinner yesterday. Don't you ever listen when people are talking?
Shut up! She never goes out or anything! How was I supposed to know?
I guess this only goes to show how much Toru has become a part of this household. Our flower has left us, blanketing our home in the dirge of winter.
What?
I can't believe you write for a living. That's awful.
So this is the Soma family estate? It's enormous! The gate must be at least 10 feet tall. I can't even see where the perimeter wall ends. They really are an important family, aren't they? I'm not sure what to do.
I have something of great importance to discuss with you, and you are not allowed to speak of this to Yuki or Kyo.
I did as he told me to. Nobody knows I'm here, but...
Excellent. You might even get to meet Lord Akito when you stop by.
To think I might be meeting the head of the family all by myself?
Hello, Toru!
Momiji! Hi! Oh, you scared me again. Oh my gosh, you shouldn't be walking on the top of the wall like that. It's dangerous.
Oh, I'll be fine. You're right on time. That's great. Give me a second to climb down. I'll open the gate and you can come right in. Welcome to the Soma Estate.
Wow. The grounds are huge. It's like its own little world in here. There are beautiful houses everywhere. Ponds and trees and elaborate gardens.
Hadi lives over here.
But it's so quiet.
He's not in the main house.
Where are all the people?
He's real close so we can be on call for Lord
Akito. It's making me even more nervous.
Come on, I'll take you there. Toru? What's wrong?
I'm okay. I'm just kind of overwhelmed. With nobody around, I kind of feel like... Oh, never mind, it's silly. I just kind of feel like I'm being watched or something. I just have butterflies over all this, you know?
Aw, poor Toru. Well, it's like I said, kinda Zorga. I'll be right here with you, so nothing bad can happen. Hadi's nice, I promise.
Okay, let's go then.
There you are, Toru Honda. Nice to finally see you.
Good afternoon, Mister. Glad to see you. It wasn't that long a trek, was it?
No! It's just nerves. I'm okay. You seem upset. Was I supposed to bring something with me? I'm sorry, I just dropped by as soon as I could. I didn't think to.
No, that's quite all right. Have a seat. Momiji, will you get us something to drink?
Yeah.
I'm hardly prepared myself. Let me put some of these documents away, and then we can discuss things.
Oh, okay. To be honest, Hattori's office is very orderly as it is. He does seem like the type to value a professional appearance. All the books on his shelves are perfectly lined up. There's almost nothing on his desk. I don't even see any pictures. Oh. There is one portrait. It's next to a small flower vase up on the highest shelf. Is it his mother, maybe? She seems too young for that. I wouldn't have expected him to have a picture of a woman in his study at all, actually. Hattori's so solemn. He sounds like he's angry most of the time. Unless that's just me. Oh no! Maybe I did do something wrong and he's angry at me! Maybe that's why he called me out here! What could I have done? Fake Toru!
Toru?
Yeah?
My god! You look even worse! I hope you're not really sick. Do you think Hattori should examine you?
No, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. Nothing a checkup could fix, I promise.
Are you sure? Hattori's a really good doctor, and I'm sure he could tell you if you're sick or not.
No, no, Momiji. That won't be necessary. I am a doctor, yes, but I'm not employed at any hospital, and I doubt I'd be permitted to take patients outside the family.
Outside the family?
I'm the Soma family doctor. Specifically, I look after Zodiac members, who, as you can imagine, have peculiar needs and symptoms compared to normal people. We certainly wouldn't want conventional practitioners involved. I keep busy enough looking after Akito. He's ill most of the time and requires constant treatment. But I don't see anyone outside the family, to make a long story short.
Oh, is that why it's so quiet here? Does Akito need a lot of rest?
The main house is pretty peaceful most of the time, but today's a little different. The inside members are all preparing for the New Year's celebration, which is re-sig! New Year's is the most important holiday for the Soma family, so the whole estate could be deserted for the rest of the week. Even the outside members have their hands full running errands.
Inside members? Outside members?
Oh, you don't know. Okay, remember when I greeted you on the wall around the main house and let you in the front gate? The inside members live on this side of the gate, either in the main house or in little boarding houses, like Hottie. There's probably about 50 people living here.
50? Wow, you really do have a big family.
Well, no. That's just the inside members. Now remember that long, tree-lined road you traveled up before you reached the big gate? Every house along there is Soma property, and that's where all the outside members live. Over 900, I think. So, you were in the Soma estate before I even opened the gate for you.
Really? That's incredible!
It is.
Well, it's certainly uncommon. The Somas are an ancient family, and rarely do lines that old stay so close-knit. There are other branches and relations spread out here and there, but the curse has a way of bringing a good number of us together at this estate.
Yep. The inside members are part of the Zodiac, like us, our direct relatives, and a few other people who know about the secret and take care of business stuff. Shishi and Yuki used to live here, and could always come back if they wanted. But once you grow up, they do let you have a house outside, so I guess they like it better that way.
Just Shigure and Yuki? What about Kyo?
Oh. Kyo's the cat, so he's not allowed on the inside. He was at the estate, though. His family had a really nice house on the outside for a while.
He's not allowed? Wow. So this is a world very few people get to see. I'm honored. I hope I'm not imposing by visiting the inside like this.
No, you're not. But you are correct. There are very few people who know about the secret, even within the family. It is absolutely unthinkable that a complete stranger such as yourself should know.
Right.
Normally, I would have suppressed your memories immediately. But Akito gave me no such order, and even allowed you to live within the family. I have pondered this, and come to a conclusion.
What, conclusion is that?
Tell me honestly. Do you enjoy living in Shigure's house?
Yes, very much. Yuki, Kyo, and Shigure have given me more than I could ever ask for. I'm very happy there.
Then I think it's best you leave that place. Do not associate yourself with the Soma family any longer. That's the best advice I can give you.
Oh, but why?
Why?
Hari.
Shigure did not make the gravity of our situation clear, I see. Of course he wouldn't.
The Soma family is possessed by haunting spirits. It's not fun and games. It's unnatural. It's sinister. It is a curse, Toru.
I understand. I think.
You probably don't, and I'd like it to stay that way. Before you come to regret getting involved with the Soma, get out. Akito is trying to use you. I'm sorry. Wait here. I'll only be a moment.
This isn't about transforming into animals, is it? When he says the curse, I don't understand. I'm sorry.
You know why Hottie wears his hair the way he does? I mean, you must have noticed.
Yes, it falls over his left eye. It does seem unusual for him.
Hottie's almost blind in that eye, so it looks a little funny.
What?
It happened a couple years ago. Come sit with me on the porch. I'll tell you. Hottie used to have a girlfriend. Her name was Kana. She was his intern for a few months, and she was very sweet and gentle. One thing led to another, and she found out he was possessed by a zodiac spirit. But even after she found out, it didn't bother her. She just laughed about it and said she didn't care. For a while, they were really happy together.
For a while?
They got engaged. And then, Akito found out. He got so angry. He started throwing things and told them they couldn't get married, that he wouldn't let them. Then he hurt Hottie's eye really badly.
Akito! Stop!
We don't need you.
Enough.
We don't need you!
But Hottie didn't blame Akito for it. So Kana started to blame herself.
It would have been better.
They couldn't get married. And Kana couldn't look at Hottie without being reminded why.
It would have been better if we'd never met. If you'd never met me.
She got so heartsick that she stopped eating. She would go into hysterical fits, blaming herself for everything. So Hottie decided there was only one thing he could do. He erased Kana's memories. He couldn't stand to watch her fall apart anymore. So, he made her forget that they had ever been in love. Kana got better, and then she left. Hottie cried a lot. But through it all, he never blamed Akito. He never confronted him. Life just went back to the way it was. And after a while, he stopped crying.
Why?
Because that's the curse. I don't know what Akito is thinking, but I do understand how Hottie feels. He wants you to leave now, so he won't ever have to send you away like that. He doesn't want you to be hurt like Kana was. I don't either, but... Toru? Oh no, did I make you cry? I didn't mean to, I'm sorry.
No. That's not it. I didn't know. When I came here today, I thought he was going to. I'm such a fool. He was just worried about me. He was being so kind, when he's the one that needs to be shown kindness. I've already have more than I could ever ask for, thanks to your family. I don't know if I'm being used for some purpose or not, but all I can feel is gratitude for how you've treated me, especially now. I'm happy to have met all of you, and I can never regret it. Never.
So, you're happy you met me?
Of course I am.
That makes me happy. You're like a mutti, Toru. You make me feel all warm and safe.
Tori's gone and made you cry.
Shigure.
What am I gonna do with him?
Shigure?
Yep. Quite the surprise meeting you here. We don't ever want to hurt you, Toru. And we're not using you.
Hi, Shishi.
Guten Tag, Momiji. Anyway, Hari exaggerates. He can be a little stiff sometimes, but he always means well.
What are you doing here? I thought you said you were staying in all day because it was so cold out.
Call it a writer's intuition, princess. I sensed you were in trouble and came running to rescue you from this gloomy gust
all right,
here.
Quit lying. You told me yesterday you'd drop by to see how the New Year's preparations were going, and to visit Akito, as usual. I can't believe you told her otherwise. Oh, wait, I can. This is you we're talking about.
You see this, Toru? Oh, how the peons envy those of us blessed with arcane abilities.
You're a two-tongued jellyfish, and you always will be.
Don't worry, Toru. They just pick on each other because they're best friends.
Yeah, pretty much. That's just how it is.
I don't know what he's talking about. I despise you utterly.
Now see, this is the kind of attitude I'm talking about. You call Toru out here just to scare her. Honestly, what would you do if she'd taken you seriously and left for real? I keep telling you Akito means no harm whatsoever, but you just won't trust me.
I don't want to argue about this. It's Ms. Toru's decision to
make. It's okay, really. Thank you so much for worrying about me. For now, I'd prefer to stay with Shigure, but I understand why you were so concerned. So thank you for talking to me about it.
Certainly. Oh, I need to give this to you before I forget.
A camera?
It's the little disposable one I took to the cultural festival. Never had the pictures developed, but it was part of the deal.
The deal?
The deal, yes. You don't remember? I said if you came here,
but
I would give you the camera.
You didn't say anything about...
I understand the boys were interested in a certain picture I took, so it only makes sense. It's too bad. I guess Akito will never get to see it.
Okay. Thank you, then.
A camera, huh? Why would you give it to Toru? What sort of pictures did you take?
Quiet, you hack. I'm not giving you any material for your terrible books. Oh, that's right. I was going to take you to meet Akito today.
Bad idea. He wouldn't even see me today, so that's not happening.
Yes, please don't worry about it. I think I've had enough excitement for today, and I really don't want to bother him. I wanted to ask you something, Hattori.
Hmm?
You're part of the Chinese Zodiac, right?
Yes.
What animal are you, then? I'd love to know. Is there a funny zodiac sign?
Well, Toru, that's a very good question. Okay. So this is gonna take a little explaining, actually.
Say one more thing, Shigure, and the entire publishing industry will receive a detailed report on every embarrassing thing you have done since you were 4 years old.
Sorry, Toru. I'm afraid my lips have been forcibly sealed.
Oh, come on, Hottie. You know she's gonna find out someday.
No, she's not. And Ms. Toru, I would prefer it if you didn't ask such ridiculous questions. Understood?
Yes, sir.
I should apologize.
Hmm?
I'm sorry for making you cry so much today. Are you all right?
Yes. Thank you for asking. I learned a lot of things about the Soma family today. Not all of them good. But in that moment, seeing Hattori smile at me was something new that made all the rest of it fade away.
You are welcome anytime. Just give us a little advance notice, and the door will be open to you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye, Toru. Come visit again soon.
Oh, that Hattori. Calling you all the way out here in secret, I swear. But he's not such a bad guy, right?
Not at all. He was very thoughtful.
Oh, shoot. I left the food the main house gave me at Hattori's place. 2 seconds. I'll be right back. Don't move. It's easy to get lost out here.
Oh, okay.
You forgot something, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a jellyfish, I know. Ah, here we go. Sorry about that. I left Toru standing around near the main house, so I gotta
learn. Shigure, why did you lie to that poor girl?
What?
We are not using you. You didn't have to say that.
I was speaking on your behalf. I'm your friend.
What about Akito? For that matter, What about you?
We'll talk later, okay, Hari? Take care of yourself. You look kind of peaking.
I feel a lot better about Hattori, but...
Akito is trying to use you.
Lord Akito's word is law. You know that.
Whatever Lord Akito decides, I can't oppose him.
Then he hurt Hattori's eye really badly. But through it all, he never blamed Akito.
When Hattori offered to take me to see Akito, I wanted to change the subject. I was worried it would bring back bad memories. But he seemed completely fine talking about it. So does he like Akito? Is he afraid of him? How could it not bother him after everything that happened?
Because that's the curse.
Standing where I had been with Momiji just a little while ago, I got that strange feeling again. Like someone was watching me. So I turned around and... someone was. Leaning out of the window behind me was this... person. I thought it was a man, but it was hard to tell because of how frail he was. Almost like a corpse, just lying there draped over the sill with his head hanging down. His pitch black hair covered up his face, but I could just tell somehow. He was looking at me. I wondered what he was thinking. He saw me looking back at him, but he didn't move even an inch. We just looked at one another for what felt like the longest moment of my life. And then...
Toru! Oh good, you're still here. What are you looking at?
I was just... Oh. He's gone.
Huh? Who is?
I'm not sure, but... I think I saw...
Toru, what's wrong?
Shigure? What is the curse, really? Is there something I should be doing to... Is there something I shouldn't be doing?
For now? You just need to be yourself, okay? As for the rest of it, I think it's still too early to tell you. I'm sorry. Give it time. We need to be getting back to the house anyway.
I feel like I learned a lot today. But at the same time, I didn't learn anything at all. I wonder if the day will ever come when I can know everything about the Soma family. Both good and bad. I have this strange feeling that... maybe it'll happen on the day I finally meet... him. We're home! Yuki, Kyo, we're... Oh, they're sleeping.
Oh, they fell asleep under the kotatsu. Look at the little devils. Dreaming of cheese and fish, no doubt. Well, there's no reason to wake them. They can go without dinner, right?
That might be a bad idea. They get grumpy when they go hungry.
Touché. Don't want them to go tearing up the house again. Now, how we go about waking them? Now that's the fun part. What have I got in this bag? Oh, hey! We could stick these roots up their noses.
We can't do that! That looks like it would hurt.
Okay, then let's stick leeks up their noses.
No, don't. Kyo might really break something. I guess there's no sense in worrying about it.
Got some mozzarella sticks.
What is it Shigure always says? Que sera, sera. What will be, and what won't, well...
You're taking all the fun out of this.
But I know one thing. The days I get to spend with the Somas are precious, precious days. The way I feel about them will never change. I'm sure of that.
It's getting colder out.
Next time on Fruits Basket.
The Soma family holds a zodiac banquet on New Year's, in keeping with the old fable. Quite a party, lasts 3 whole days.
That means Miss Honda would be here for 3 days by herself.
I can handle it, no problem.
You sure about that?
Episode 11, New Year's Morning. I hope you will visit my banquet again.